We started learning Das Midosecha. It's a very, very remarkable sefer. We have to stick with it. The beginning, as I mentioned last time and the time before, the beginning we just need, there's a little bit of groundwork, some musagim that just we need to become more familiar with. And then we're going to enter, Mitzvah Hashem, into the sugya of Yesod HaOfer and the Mida, the Tikkun of the Mida of Ofer. But as Rav Schwartz has been emphasizing over and over, and this is what we ended with last week, we can't begin to speak about Tikkun HaMidas unless we understand Aleph, what a Mida is. What does that mean, a Mida? A Mida itself, we already learned that the Mida itself is only the Chitzonius. It's the surface, it's mamash the surface. We have to enter into the world of the Yesodis. The Yesodis of Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. To be Mesakein Midas is something that we've been taught all of our lives. And some people are more successful than others in making some tikkunim. Anytime that we try hard, we're able to improve. But to change our lives be'emes be'emes in a real, serious, and permanent way, we have to get to the yesod of what a mida is. What a mida is. And what we learned at the end last week is that Chazal say, Leimotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Baruch Hu Yisrael El HaShalom. Shalom is the Kli Machzik Baruch. Without the Shalom, we're not talking here now people fighting. We're talking about internal Shalom. Without balance, internal Shalom within a person, between the Midas of a person, without Shalom, so there's no such thing as any kind of a tikkun bechlal. The Midas of a person, we learned at the end last week, are kalim. Are kalim. Everything that we hear, everything that we see, whatever we learn, all of our emotions, our feelings, and so on, are received in these kalim that we call Midas, that correspond to the spheres, to the Midas Arachim, and so on. But these are the kalim that we have. Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyg, Yesod. These are our kalim. Every Mida is a kli. Is a kli. Kli Machzik Brocha Shalom means that the only time that we could begin to even dream of Tikkun HaMidas is when there's Shalom. When there's Shalom between the Midas that are within the person, when there's Shalom between the Yesodis of a person. We don't know what that means yet, Bechlal. We were speaking last week about how Eish and Mayim are two extremes that can't possibly be B'Shalom, but that somehow through Ofar, through the Mida of Ofar, the Yesod of Ofar, and the Yesod of Ruach, it's possible there could be mediation between all of the Midas, which is the secret to our Tikkun, to make Shalom within ourselves. Ein Shalom Ba'atzonai. There's no peace within ourselves. We're people who are not at peace with ourselves. There's imbalance. When it comes to health, it's all about imbalance, physical health, emotional health. Imbalance, a lack of shalom. Therefore, Rav Schwartz said at the end last week that midas tavis essentially means when it's possible to make shalom between the different components of who we are, the different yesodis of our lives, of how we're made. Midas rose means when we're not successful at making shalom, when there's a state of separation, when different parts of ourselves are at war with each other. So what we're going to learn is that kas, anger, l'moshel, it's not essentially a midah ra'ah b'fnei atzma. If it's part of the overall emotional well-being and health and balance of a person, adrabe, it's something which can be a midah tova. As we spoke a little bit about 2 weeks ago, it's something which can be part of the shleimus of a person. If it's an expression of shalom, if it's an explosion of anger, if it's a person losing control of himself, there's imbalance, there's internal turmoil, turbulence, and machlokas. So then, of course, it's midas ra'os. So all of Rav Schwartz's svarim are about izun, about balance and equilibrium. In particular, when it comes to the midas, that's what we have to understand, we have to learn. So we'll talk a little bit more about this on page Yud Aleph, and then we're going to go into the Yisod of Alpha. The key is to be mitzarev for midas, how to make shalom between the midas, how to integrate the midas one with the other. Page Yud Aleph. Narchiv mat bibir advar. It says tvisa shalachdas. Yesh lan shtei tvisa shiroshiyas b'mabat al chayim. The two basic ways of perceiving, of looking at life. There's a mabat chitzon, and there's a mabat pnimi. There's an external way of looking at life, and there's an internal way of looking at life. The mabat hachitzon al chayim, the external perspective, ha'avayda haruchanis, whether it's spiritual avoda, v'chein avoda gashmis, or it's physical work, v'chayim v'chlal murkavim mehabipratim. Life consists of thousands and thousands of pratim, of details. K'shignikach es hadugma haruchanis. So for instance, when we come to our spiritual lives, there are many, many different things that make up our spiritual lives. All of these pratim, the yesh Torah, yesh mitzvot, yesh chesed, midas, and tefillah, and the kol echad yuchal bevad lahosif od rishim aruchim. There are many, many more on that list when it comes to our ruchnius. There are many pratim. Ha'im yesh mechanim meshutav l'chol ha'pratim? Is there a common denominator? Is there something that's mitzarev, that's mechaber, all of the pratim? Ulai ha'agdara shekulam ruchnius. The easy way out would be to answer, well, of course, they're all ruchnius. Torah and davening and chesed, they're all ruchnius. Ulai ha'agdar shekulam avadis habari. We could just, they're all ways of serving Hashem. Zanachan, of course, you can't argue with that, it's true. Achzuli tfisas alma de piruda. But this person's way of looking at ruchnius, which is 99.9% of us, maybe almost everybody except for Schwartz in the meantime, but this way of looking at ruchnius comes from the alma de piruda, comes from the world of separation, not the world of tziruf and of chibur. Hatfisa, that's the tfisa chitzanis. It's a shopping list. This year I'm working more, I have to work, and they have this whole list of ruchnistika things. So this midah, that midah, my learning is like this, my davening is like that. And there's a whole long list. And check, check, you know, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, whatever, whenever you do those cheshbainis, and you make cheshbainis of what needs improvement, of what where you feel that you're doing well and not doing so well. And there's a long list each person has when it comes to ruchnistika. That's all alma de piruda, that's from this world of separation. Again, it's of course better than not having a cheshbon, but it's alma de piruda. What's the tfisa pnimis? Hatfisa pnimis he tfisas hachachma. So before we start getting into any pratim, by bina things begin to divide and to separate. But in the world of chachma, which is karachma, which is before there is that alma de piruda, that higher point before things begin to become individuated and separated is called Chachma. Tfisas HaChachma. What's the Tfisas HaChachma? Ala menor ne'amar ha'reisa she'yachkim yadrim she'menor b'dorim. So the Gemara says that when you face Dorim, when you face the south, it's a skula for Chachma because you're facing the direction of the menorah. Beis HaMikdash. Now, the menorah and the or of the menorah, Chanukah, that or is an or of Shemen, that or is an or of Chachma. The menorah is a karch of Chachma. And because of that, HaMenorah Haisa Miksha Zav Shleimus. Therefore, the Torah is very, very strong about the menorah being made Miksha Achas from one piece. Not putting together different pieces. Miksha achas. Chazal tells us this is one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time with. Obviously, it's not a matter of construction. There was something else, which all the Svarim talk about, each in his own way. what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was struggling with, this miksha achas. So the menorah, which is the inyan of or, which is chachma, which is chanukah, which is the light of Torah and so on, this has to be miksha achas. Menorah hoyse miksha zov shleimus, ba'ifin shel echad. When you look at it on the from the outside, it looks like a person who is looking with that mabat of chitzonius would say, oh, this consists of this part, this part, this part, this part. That's how an outside person sees the menorah as having many parts. But of course, it's not true. That's chitzonius and pnimius, it's a miksha achas. It's not pieces that are screwed together. So that inyan of chachma means whoever uses chachma as a means of perceiving reality, whether it's ruchni or gashmis, la'olam yitpais oisei ken miksha achas. The chacham has a way of looking at things as miksha achas. When you see something from Chaim Brisker or from the Rogatchar, when you learn something from a big Lamdan, what happens is that suddenly thousands and thousands of details become a mikshachas. That in your mind, every part of the Gemara was like these dangling pieces that you're trying to just translate and to understand what they meant, but you couldn't see any great unifying principle in the sugya. Couldn't see it. The chachma of the Talmud Chacham is that he looks at everything from that perspective of mikshachas. He sees with that mabat of pnimius of chachma, which is mikshachas. Mishatoif is davar b'mahalchi chachma lo'olam yitbais ois kemikshachas and zeu yisod kloli b'chai yodam. This is a basic yisod in life. Im humabit al dvarim mitoich ayin ra, when a person looks at things with an ayin ra, don't have to say it's evil. When you look at things in a way of chitzaynis, you could have a person that altogether is a mikshach, as the person is a gevaldiger person. But the baal ayin hara sees that this person has a habit, you know, during Shia that he sits and he cleans his ear with his ballpoint pen or something, and it makes him crazy. Like this guy's disgusting. There's something wrong with him. So there's a detail in this person's life. Okay, it's not a healthy thing, but there's this one detail in this guy. In every Shia you have a guy like that. So there's this one detail in this guy's life that he cleans his ears with a pen during the Shia. That's his one in. The Baal Ayin Hara teaches the person up like he can't stop looking at this and thinking about this. Ki'ilo, this is the person's life, that he has this terrible, terrible problem. He looks not from on top of the mountain to see the shlemus of the person, and that's why is that part of the mikshachas? That's a separate discussion, but he doesn't see it as a mikshachas. Kulach yofer rayasi. Right, says in Shir Shem, how's it finish? Mum ein bach. From that perspective of Chachma, how Hashem looks, kulach yofer ayasi, mum ein bach. How could you say mum ein bach? Really, there's no mum in Ham. Jews don't have mum. Everybody has mum. But kulach, there's a bechina of kulach yofer ayasi, mum ein bach. It's not overlooking. It's looking much from a much higher perspective. That's called Chachma. The Baal Ein Hara has a very big problem with this. Hurah Alma de Piruda, since the Baal Ein Hara lives in the Alma de Piruda, he lives in a world of pieces, of parts, of components. So he's stuck on different pieces. If you look me mitoich ayin taiva, horor ri'ia shel achtus. The Baal Ein Taiva sees things with the ri'ia shel achtus. Kach gam a sugis of Avodas Hamidus. Kama midas toivus v'roos yeshna. So now, again, the same way we were talking about Ruchnius, what's your list, learning and davening and so on. So you can talk about Midas. Kama Midas Tovus V'Rolos Yeshna. How many good Midas and how many bad Midas are there? Adam Pesach Sefer Archa Tzadikim. So one of the classics is Archa Tzadikim. Roshon Kishleishim Sharm Shleishim Midas. So the Archa Tzadikim works with 30 Midas, 30 Sharm. V'im Yiftach Oid Sefer Abaseinu. If you learn other Sefer. So all this are different Midas. So most people, and this is the way that we were taught, most of us just are raised looking at that very, very intimidating table of contents of Archas Tzadikim. I had a little green one. It was this big that the Rebbe gave me when I was in fifth grade, little Archas Tzadikim. And I learned it. I learned it from cover to cover. And it's Archas Tzadikim, it's one of the Kedmonim, it's a very chashuv sefer. But that was the beginning of a certain perception that comes from the Alma Tepuvda. I'm not blaming the Tzadik, I'm not blaming the Tzadik either. But that way, because for sure the Archas Tzadikim didn't look at it that way, but we look at it that way, that there's a table of contents. Table of contents. And you look at the table of contents, and then you put a check next to some of them you think you could handle, and then the others they suffer now. So, and it's not, I'm not going to read that chapter, it's not shaykh to me. It's all Alma de Piruda. Ubemis, kashizem abata elamidis. The truth is that when a person looks at midis in that way, hayish olav lavaid amidis hakaz. So that's how we begin. So you have to work on kaas, and then you have to work on kin and jealousy, and taiva, and covet, and so on and so forth. Umidach, and then when we're talking about positive midas, liknaisis midas asimcha. You have to be kind of the midas of simcha, and zrizis, and whatever, all the midas. Nochan, so then we hear some good words of chizuk and reassurance that don't worry, lo alecha hamalacha likmor. Nobody could finish all of this. Concentrate on this right now. Concentrate on whatever, on these midas, tayvas, these midas robes, and lo alecha hamalacha likmor. Ulam hava viyata rishay vibat mimena yesh harbe avoda. There's a tremendous amount of avoda, and from the beginning, I think that there was something that clicked in our brains when we were in yeshiva that just told us from an early time in our lives that this is just not shaykh. This is just not shaykh. So we rely upon lo alecha hamalacha likmor. We hope that God is is really as good as the B'dit Sheva says, and somehow it'll work out. And have my grandparents, great grandparents are good Jews, and whatever. I'll go to Uman, something. Try to put together a program of, that will keep me from spending too much time in Gehenna. And not only talking about Gehenna after we die, but that one's life and one's house and one's family shouldn't be living in Gehenna because of the things that we do, the way that we act. But there's harbe avoda. There's harbe avoda. And we're not by nature, in our generation, we're not by nature such hardworking people also. It's not like it was by our parents and grandparents. So they were very hardworking people to tell them. They saw life as being something which is very hard, and they were not intimidated by getting up at 5 in the morning and working for 12 hours. That's how they lived. They worked hard. But most of the Bachim I talk to nowadays, they tell me they'd like to have a job where they can make their own hours and a lot of money and stuff like that. It's not very hard work, that people don't want to work so hard. It's like that with everything, with learning, with midas. So when we look at the avoda that's involved in all of these tikkunim, but all of this is zeh hamabat hachitzoni lahagdaras hamidas. Mabat hachitzoni lahagdaras hamidas. It's all mabat hachitzoni. So Alma de Piruda, page Yud Beis. Avul Odom Hare called Dovi Mabachal Panimis. this isn't the subject of the Sefer, but it's a huge inyan. I talk about it all the time over the years, but Rav Kook, every Sefer is about this. The whole way of learning Rav Kook's Torah Sefer Tzitzel is to return to this Mabat of Pnimiyas, of Achdus. A person looks at everything from the perspective of Pnimiyas. B'mabat shel achdus, b'mabat shel chochma, shel menorah shehi mikshas zahav. Everything he looks, he tries to see in that way of the menorah, chochma, miksha achas, miksha zahav. Gam kishu mistakel al hamidas, hu lo roi ribushal midas. He doesn't see long lists. I mean, mainly he's not blown away. He's not frightened or intimidated. Doesn't see ribui shel midas. Vaday shezeh nochayim. You can't argue. Of course, there's such a thing as kas and gaiv and taiv, and there's such a thing as simchas zeiros and zvizos. Of course, there is. Avo masha oimid leneged einav hu eich mitzarfim es kol hamidas ahadali. The chacham is immediately making these connections. Ech mitzarfim es kol hamidas ahadali. Remember, years ago I heard from a great Talmud Chacham, a very, very big Talmud Chacham, that Davka was not raised among the Hasidim at all. It was raised among those who were not b'chlal, connected to Chabad. But he had a list of tremendous questions in learning. And it came down to it that the only person that he was told that he could kept on coming up was go to Lubavitcher Rebbe. In those years it was possible to chat 5 minutes to Rebbe. So he came to Lubavitcher Rebbe with something like 40 questions, different questions that he had. And he read the first question, and the Rebbe told him just to read all the questions. So he read all the questions, and the Rebbe said that Be'etzem, there are only 4 questions. And then he said that really these are, that it's not 40, whatever, it's 4. And the Rebbe right away broke them down into 4 categories. And he answered up everything. It's a pelle. He still didn't become a Lubavitcher Chassid. He said he came very close, but his Rosh Hashiva was all pulling him away. But and on top of that, he said that when he was, these were all questions in Machshava, and he's a very, very big Talmud Chacham. And then when he was leaving, the Rebbe said to him, "Didn't you also have a question in Krisis, in the Gemara in Krisis?" He never even told him that. The Rebbe said to him, "You have a question in Krisis, didn't you?" And he said, "Yeah." And tell him the question. The Rebbe answered the question in learning. He answered the question in Krisis. Chachma is, it's not 40. It's not 40. So that's the Alma de Yehuda. Echad. Ech mitzarfim es kol hamidas ahadav. The Indian of the Chacham is always Tziruf Chibur Echad. That's the Avodah of the Talmud Chacham. That's the Midah of Chacham. Tziruf Chibur Echad. Al Pi Mabad Zeh, Ein Avod L'Sachin Sakas or Sagayu. According to this Mabad, this perspective, there's no such thing as a Tikkun of Kas and Gaiva. This is going to put a lot of Bali Musa out of business right away, right? There's no such thing as there's ain't avoid l'sakin as a kaz or as a gaiva. Ain't kazu avoid. There's no such thing. Ha avoid he eich l'tzarif as a kaz or as a gaiva l'shar hamidas. So I was alluding to before. How do I fit kaz and gaiva, these impulses that I have? How do I balance them and integrate them into the other midas? How am I mitzayef and mechaber them with other midas that will balance them out so that gaiva doesn't come out as arrogance or conceit? Gaiva comes out as pride in oneself and pride in being a Jew and so on and so forth. When there's a tziruf and there's a chibur to the healthy midas of the person, so then gaiva, there's no need to correct anything or fix anything in of its own. It's expressed in a way that's healthy, not in an unhealthy way that has to be stamped out, has to be crushed, has to be defeated. You tell your kid from an early age, you're about gaiva, you're disgusting, you're about gaiva, you're about gaiva. Gaiva is disgusting, you have to eradicate this guy, even the kid doesn't know how to register, starts eradicating himself. He doesn't know what that means. To erase part of himself. Because that's how a kid understands it. You're telling me to erase myself. This is how I am. I don't know. I get angry. It's not acceptable. I have that. It's not acceptable. So the beginning of the downfall is erasing pieces of oneself, which we know that doesn't work. It just causes terrible dysfunctionality, and then comes out different ways. Usually if the use of repression and suppression and so on, it comes out different ways. The issue is not to be misak and kas and gaiva. The issue is how to be mitzaref and to be mechaber kas and gaiva to the healthy midas, to the midas taivas. But ain't kazo avayda. Avaydi ech letzaref as a kas as a gaiva l'shar midas. Kas shem mitzaref l'kol amidas u'kas mesuga. When kas is mitzaref to the spectrum of midas, which we'll see how that works with the yisaidis, so then there's balance, and the person, the Chazal says, is not like a stone. He has feelings, and therefore, if somebody's going to insult his wife, or insult his Rebbe, or insult his kids, it's not like an Evan that doesn't have feelings, that doesn't care. It doesn't become like a robot. There's a meat of. But it's not cast, it doesn't come out in a way that's destructive when it's integrated into who he is in a healthy way. Gaiva she chaylus tarv lo kol amidus, he gaiva mesukenes. Then it becomes a gaiva that's mesukenes, meaning it's a gaiva that's been lifted to a high place. It's just like the Baal Shem HaKadosh spoke about Ahava, the fool, Ahava, the midah of chesed. So it's not that. You see there's a boyfriend, girlfriend, and they're up to bad stuff, and it's a couple of, you know, two kids in high school that are doing all kinds of crazy things with each other. So it's not that you have to fix the meat of taiva, that you're about taiva, and that taiva is disgusting, and you shouldn't have any taiva, so you should go to have something surgically removed from your hormones or whatever, I don't know how to, and to make you into a person that doesn't have taivas. That's ridiculous. There's ahava. Ahava is a gewaldige thing. But in that use of ahava, it's ahava nefula. It's imbalanced, and it causes all kinds of problems in your life on many levels right now at this age, and it has to be balanced with the other midas. Not to remove it, but to cancel it, or to destroy it. Chas v'chalil. It's not tikkun. It's just destroying. It's just destroying. It's destroying the person. It's not fixing anything. You're just destroying the person. And our world is filled with zombies, mama, zombies. And in many, many ways, the ones who didn't buy into the fixing, many of them emotionally are healthier. They're just up to doing crazy things. They're destroying their lives in other ways. But emotionally, they got out. They got out of that parish of self-destruction. Now they're just destroying themselves with whatever. You know, out of control, but emotionally could be the healthier than the guy could be much healthier than the guy that's steiging and doing what everybody said he should be doing, but he's could be totally emotionally off, and it's going to come out with his wife and kids in different ways and so on and so forth. And just because the person is doing something right now doesn't mean it's either he's good or bad. It's very superficial. But the ikar here is tziruf chibur miksha achas chachma. Misha sovah sheish ribui shel midas. Anybody who thinks that there are a lot of midas, so amo de piruda shel midas. That's the amo de piruda. It's chitzanias. Avol odom hamabit al advaram ba'ayin pnimis. Whoever looks with an eye in pnimis, with an eye that sees the pnimis, b'mabet hanochen, shalei motz hakadosh baruch hu kli machzik brocha ela hashalom, meivin shekol avaydes hamidas hi lekasha ulechaber ben hamidas, not destroying, not creating. That's not the Rebbeinu Shel made us. It's how avaida is like is the avaida of chibur and siruv is lakasha ulachaber ben amidas. How to do that? What that means? You have to learn. But lakasha ulachaber ben amidas, not destroying, not deleting. Lakasha ulachaber. Zu einena oid hagdar ba'alma. Shuas is saying, don't think I'm just giving like this nice this idea. This hagdar ba'alma. Tfisa zu kishvatsma tzvichel chalu ba'adam apnimi mahapech otzum b'chol istaklus alachai. What we just learned is something that should that in a person who's an ish panimi should cause a tremendous, tremendous mahapecha of how to look at life, of how to look at everything in life. I mean to learn more about it, but for an ish panimi, this is a revolutionary, life-altering way of looking at things. For the ish chitzani, he just keeps on looking. But for an ish pnimi, who's looking for that alma d'yichuda, for that place of echad, it's something which changes one's entire perspective of everything we have to look at life.
I understand the difference. It's still, even if it's still kaas. Let's say one mida, so you still have that mida to be mazin, right? So it's still separate midas, isn't it?
No, it's it means that there's it means that if you go on a scale and I go on a scale, so on the two different sides of the scale, you're composed of many different parts, and I'm composed of many different parts. But to the outsider who's looking at this, it's just Weinberger and Schwartz. That's all it is. It's just two different. It's just two. But the emes is that if you look at it, and divide each person, so then this part weighs this. So what I'm saying is that what Schwartz is saying is that, of course, there's a thing that's called kaas, and it comes out from this person as anger. And we say, oh, you're about kaas. Yes, and someone who's looking at this will identify it as kaas. But what Schwartz is saying is that in panemius, what's happening here is let's get out of this whole thing of calling him a bal kaas. What's happening over here is that this person, the totality of the person, something is wrong. Something is off balance. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, there's a lack of equilibrium, and because of that, he's expressing himself in a way of anger.
Because it's one tikkun, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the tikkun will be to put things back in order. And when it's put back in order, which is much easier than working on 1,000 meters, when it's put back into order, so then he's not going to be screaming. So you can just say, oh, you fixed the meter of kaas. So Schwartz saying, no, you didn't fix the meter of kaas. He put things back into order. Put things back into order, into the shleimus. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you dissect it, that's the amud d'peruda. So that's why saying the person on the outside would say, "Oh, that's mid of kaas." Of course, he's expressing kaas. So anybody would say that that's kaas. So he'll say, "No, I'm not about kaas. I'm just having a problem with." No, that's kaas, because he's yelling, and he's angry. So of course, there's an expression of kaas. So the terrace is. That because there's something the same way with physical with the body, that when there's something that's not whole, when there's something that's wrong, so then there's an inflammation. There's a part of the body that's acting up. Why do you have an inflammation by your elbow? So you're playing tennis and doing this and that. So you have an inflammation by the elbow. So. The medical people, they all gather around the elbow, right? So now all the medical people, so there's an elbow guy. They're elbow guys. That's the best elbow guy in Yerushalayim. Right? This is the elbow guy. Anybody has a problem with his elbow, goes to this guy. But there are a lot of other elbow people, and they're all sitting around looking at the elbow, ooh, and they have elbow stuff. They have elbow medicine, they have elbow therapy, they have elbow music, they have all kinds of stuff in the elbow. Elbow solutions and creams and elbow, all kinds of stuff for the elbow. Now, doctors feel very threatened by holistic people. Now, we know that a lot of the Hasidic people are nuts. But the pnimius of it is Arishon Mashiach. What the holistic people are saying is that no. There's something off in the guy, in the way that he's walking. Or there's something off in the way that this guy is posturing himself when he sits and learns, right? Or there's something off in how he's holding the tennis racket, whatever it is. And as a result of that, there's an inflammation on this little part of the body. So the medical people live in the Alma de Piruda. So in the Alma de Piruda, they will go surgically after this elbow, and they'll do whatever they can to work on the elbow. And they mean well, but they're going after the elbow. What the holistic people, and as we get closer to the Mashiach, it's going to take over the whole world, that what the holistic people are saying, again, until the moment it's done in a normal and real way, what they're saying is, no. This person is an Indian that's b'chlal not how he's using tennis racket. It's not that. He plays a lot of tennis, and as a result of that, there's a certain lack of balance. And we have to bring him back to balance. How do we do that? We can say, no, whatever, 10 sit-ups a day. He's got to do this. He's got to have certain food. His body is off. But it came as an inflammation of the elbow. So the medical people are all Alma de Piruda. That's the elbow. And that's become much more than it used to be when there were more general practitioners of this. You know, people looked at the body as a whole. Now it's much, much, much more the elbow. This, the ear, not even the left ear. So the doctors, they have a whole building someplace for the left ear. The guy has a problem with the left, it goes to the left ear. What happens very often with these people is that then they make some tikkunim over there, and then he starts to get headaches. He starts to have a toothache. He starts to have a problem with his right elbow. And then the guy tying is, I fixed your ear, you feel good? Your ear's good, no? Everything's fine? Your ear's fine. Yeah, but I think it might be related. I have no shaykhis to that. But of course, he does, because he did something with your ear that totally messed up the equilibrium of your body with whatever that was, the medication, whatever it might be, or the surgery, and now, as a result of that, the other side of the body is off. Something else is going on. The holistic people are trying to say that the body that the Baruch Shalom made is Echad. It's Echad. It's Ein Shtick. It's Echad. Mamish, the Baruch Shalom made such a Chachma. Asher Yosef is a Chachma. It's a Miksha Achas. The Miksha Achas has in it billions of cells and all kinds of stuff. But it's a Miksha Achas. And the chokhma of the refuah is how to bring equilibrium to the body. Same thing with the mind, with emotions. But of course, there will be a guy whose elbow is killing him. So there's a guy that's angry. So we have identified this as a problem with the elbow. And we've identified this guy as a balkaz. But it's a mabar chitzani. His problem is not kaz, etzem, it's not. The problem is that something got out of whack. Something's off. And because of this, an inflammation of kaas. Something's off. We have to try to get things balanced. That's really what tikkun amidas means. Balance. There's something acting up. That's what it is. Something's acting up. And the inyan of Alma de Yichud is to try to understand what's the shayrash adar, what's the yisod. To be mitzarif. I remember that my mother and I, there was this guy, he's still around, I just heard about this recently. There's this chiropractor on the island. He's not from, but he has a Yeruchnistic person, he's not from, but he has a Gewaldig Nitiyah to Yiddish guy, and he comes from, and he has a lot of from people that have gone to him over the years, and he's helped a lot of people, he's a good guy. So my mother had, years ago, my mother had terrible problems with her back. She was having a lot of problems. And I had heard from some of my talmidim, some of these Balei Tshuva, that they were going to this guy. And so I said, Ma, you know, maybe we should go to this chiropractor, maybe he could help you. So my parents were very much against it. My father, this is a chiropractor, they're Ratzchim, and it's not, there's no such thing, and it doesn't mean it doesn't. So it was a whole thing to get to that point where we can get to the chiropractor. So finally, my my father only agreed if he doesn't do anything, just to look at Mahamid. That's okay. To see. So I wrote my mother to the chiropractor. And I already had known him because he had some of my Talmidim and I spoke to him a few times because there's some questionable things he was doing with some Ruchnistika stuff, so I spoke to him a few times. So I took my mother and he was touching my mother's spine, the back. And he went like this along her back and he stopped and he went like this. And he said, "You were in an accident in 1963, 64? That's what he said. My mother was in there. I was in the car. It was 1963. My mother's in an accident. How'd you know that? He not only knew that what it was, we knew how old it was, the Indian. And then the tikkun that he made, because then my father gave rishus, was that something with the toes a little bit, and the back was fine. There's some kind of adjustment he made. I don't know. You know, so my father said, it's kishuf. We're not allowed to go back there. My mother wanted to go back because she had something else. My father said, no, you can't. You're not allowed to go back there. It's kishuf. But there's a chachma. There's a chachma. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be so clear, this whole inyan, of how the Baruch Shalom made the body in such an unbelievable way. From the Amati Perudis, from the Kav, Chalum, but it's gold of Yudua. The Baruch Shalom's Chachma is in such a way, that it's all Mamish Echad. And all the Machlas come from things not being balanced, from things being not in order. It comes as a result of there being a lack of Tziruf and Chibur. That the Evarim are not communicating with each other properly. Something's blocking. So you go to one of these people right away, they try to get things moving. Something's blocking. First of all, you have to drink a lot of water, right? It's 100% true. Water. Even the doctors are made already that. It took them a long time. Doctors already are now saying, it's not good idea to drink a lot of water. It took them 100 years to say that. To drink a lot of water. Because water is, gets everything going, gets everything moving. But they right away try to start things to move, to get going. There needs to be a chibur, there needs to be a kesher. There's something, your evarim are not working with each other. There's something off with your evarim. They're not talking to each other. That's how this happens. All machlas come from such a thing. So it's even in the guf, the koyach of tziruf and chibur of chachma is a meridic thing. And this is all about shalom. That's what we're talking about, shalom. I will order my mabit al dvarim ba'ayin pnimis mabit al nochen le'moskos baruch le'masik baruch la shalom b'yivshu kol avoydes amidis le'kashil l'chaber ben amidis zoyinu na'oid ha'gdor ba'alma t'fisa zuk shalats v'tzir l'choylo ba'odam ha'pnimi ma'hapach otzo. Again, the safe is not on this inyan, that's just b'teres ha'gdoma l'fisa novin dovin nisav middle of Yud Beis. Kfishin is Barlel, Arbi Yisaitis, Yesh, and Rebuya. Coming back to the four Yisaitis, there's Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofen. Now, these are the four Yisaitis. We have to get these to cooperate. That's how you win. You have to get Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofen to cooperate, essentially Eish and Mayim. Because Eish and Mayim can't work with each other. Bechlal, bechlal. So, but we can through Ruach and Ofen, as we learned last week, because they have the Amid of Kriyurus and so on. Chamimus, Kriyurus, they cross over. So we have to get these to be mitzdarif with each other. L'fiyat tfisa pshuta ha'yitzar chaliyah shakash baruch ha'yivra arbi yisaitis. Hu yivra eish, yivra mayim, yivra ruach, yivra ofer. The simple tfisa is that Hashem should have created four yisaitis. These four, eish, mayim, ruach, and ofer. But ve'eich be'emes ha'isat suas b'rasa. But how did Hashem create them? This is the first parak of the Sefer Yetzirah. Chazal kadosh megalam lanu shahayisoid harishon shenivra hayruach. Chazal megala that the first yisod was ruach l'kimz marchefes. The first yisod is ruach. Me'ruach nivruhamayim. Remember the ruach has in it moisture, right? So me'ruach nivruhamayim. Me'hamayim nivruah eish. That seems strange. But me'hamayim nivruah eish. Me'hamayim gam nasa shelik, snow. V'menu ofa. That's just in Sefer Yetzirah. Madua kach, however that works, that's not important for now. What's important is this. Madua kach hoya seida advar. Why was this the seida advar? Haliyokla yakash baruch livro meirosh. It's arbus a yisaidus. Hakash baruch created four separate yisaidus. L'shema barim v'oifen shemi yisod echad yispashet ha yisaid hasheni. Why did Hashem make it in such a way? That ruach should be mispashet into mayim. And mayim into eish. And eish into of. Why this is spashtus? Why this development? Why this development? Just make four yisaidus. Im avaydus amidus haysa tikkun ha'eish, tikkun ha'ruach, tikkun ha'mayim, tikkun ofer. If what the Baruch Hashem put us into this world to do is to fix the four yisaidus, and each one of us is a separate yisod, of eish, ruach, mayim, and ofer, and to make separate tikkunim, b'emes nitan ha'yu livro kol yisod lasu. Well, then each one could have been created individually. But if we're talking not about midas, we're talking about yisaidus. The tikkun of yisaidus hagderosa tziru from ahadadi. The tikkun of yisaidus is not killing, is not knocking out, is not erasing, is not antibiotics. The tikkun of yisaidus is tziru from chibur. Tziru from chibur. Imheim hayu nivroi meikar nivronim. If Hashem would have created the Yisodis to begin with as four individual separated Yisodis, La Haislam Efsharos Ipam Nesachay, they could never come together. They could have come together in a composite way, but they wouldn't have been one. They wouldn't have had the. Echad is only when it began in one way. It can come back to Echad. Like you bring a husband and wife. So in the Chazal says that in Shemayim it was one, so they can come back to being Bemis one. But if something was never, if it was never one, then it can't come back to being one. It was never one. They're never one. Kacharim gam b'bias isha, he isha isha, a husband and wife. Hakadosh Baruch Hu borim kaguf echad. So why did Baruch Shalom do this? He created Adam and Chava together. Why couldn't he just make an Adam and make a Chava? Why does he have to make an Adam and Chava? This du partzufam. Why do you have to do that? If it was not to me Adam tell, he took out from Adam and he made Chava. Mimena bona se isha ve'avil ha'adam. Madu lo borim yikar, shnayin, make two of them. La'ach miken, yov yoysel Adam, make a chasna, finished. Because that's what we understand, we're learning. When something me'ikara is echad, that's what it is. And then there is this separation. It's me'ikara echad v'nifra, yochel lachzalach dosai. Then yochel lachzalach dosai. Dovesha me'ikara hayinifra, but something that wasn't it to begin with, it was a different world. It never can come to Achdus Amitis. Doesn't mean that they can't get along, doesn't mean they can't talk to each other, but Achdus Amitis doesn't go. Dugman Sefer Mashum Chazal. Another example. Shibei Sayyasa Uba Bimai Imai, when the baby is inside the mother's womb, when the fetus, Malam the Maisa Kala Tarakula, the Kavan Shabala, Avira Oilum Bo Malach, Vesotri Alpi, Vimashach Kala Tarakula. Right? So the baby gets a patch on the mouth, when he comes into the world, forgets the whole Torah. So the Malach learns the whole Torah with the fetus, right? So everybody, this is the, like there wouldn't be a Shalom Zoch Torah. So Im Kein Madua HaMalach Malamda. So why does the Malach teach him the Torah? If anyway he's going to forget the Torah. So Yidua HaTshuva Ma'oid. Everybody knows the answer to this. Is Ki Kidei Shetiyah La'odim Efshoz Lachzer V'Leidus HaTorah. In order that it should be possible for a Jew to get back the whole Torah, every single one of us once had the whole thing. We had the whole thing. It was Echad. Echad, one. Shachach mimenit, I forgot it. The case of Chayzav Yidah, and he's in his life, he's trying to retrieve it to get it back to Echad. The Dabashla, Hoyim Ikara, Yev Shalachzala. But if something never was from the beginning, you can't go back to it. If it never was, you can't go back to it. So all the discoveries in science is really like post-Einstein. Einstein was a merdeke mechadish in Eloi. All of his chidushim, all the chidushim post-Einstein are coming more and more and more and more to the unifying principle. In other words, everything is coming to one. Everything is coming to Echad. Where everything comes from, it's coming from Echad. All modern science, everything is to be Megala the Echad. Megala Echad. It's cutting away the Alma de Piruda and trying to get to the Yesod. To the Yesod. That's all what science is doing now, is to try to understand what the Yesod is. Then it can go back to the beginning. Something that once was, but it got forgotten or was ruined, got messed up. You do tshuva and come back. That's what tshuva means. Come back to where you came from, where it was one. It goes back to the original state. We come back to our sugya. Sugya samidis. Ilo hayu amidis nevros ka'ab amidis atzma. If the midas would have been created as four separate midas, we'd never be able to make this balance or equilibrium. How do you balance two different things with balance? You can acquaint them, you could try to, but it's not, you can't make it into one. Now if tikkun amidas is the way that we were taught, is there's 1,000 midas and just to fix each one, so then you can make each midah could be a separate midah. Just work on that midah. You messed up in everything else, but you have one good midah. You messed up in 5,642. Do you have one or two, whatever? Then it's a list. But that's not the truth. On an ilu avodas hamidah, how you said tikkun shakol yisayd la'atzma marli shechaber son. Then I don't have to mechaber anything. I don't have to put anything together. I just have to try to fix this one. With Mali Veloch, I don't care what happens to this other part of myself or this other me. I don't get angry anymore. So now when I kill somebody, I do it without yelling. I just inject him with something. I don't yell at him and beat him up. Shivar call you side last one, call you side, you sugum with an answer. Aukshimavinimus Oimaka Pnimi shall avoidus aminus. She has said that the Yesod of Avodas Hamidus is what? Ois is shown in Maimon. Ei Shomayim. Bekach Tziruf, Sharuach V'Afra, which we're going to learn. Bevinam Borish, Etzuras, Briyas, HaYesaydas, HaYesay Shabo Me'achdus. Yesaydas come from a state of Achdus. And Hishtal Shlul Zemizeh. And there was a process. That's what the Sefi Tziruf says. That the first Yesod is Ruach, and Ruach was from the Ruach, it was Mayim, and from Mayim is Eish, and from Eish is Ofer. Because it was all Echad. The local echad mibriya nefredes. Avodas Adam, and therefore the avodah is not fixing 1,000 things. Avodas Adam is lachzo ha'achidus, is tziruf and chibur, is to be able to make balance and equilibrium. Kfishahayu bereishis hayitzira, and since it was at the reishis hayitzira, it was at the beginning of creation, so then we have a natural, everything is naturally longing to return to that place. It's not like it's against the teva. The doctor was telling me that, so I get some medicine, and there's a thing that's called probiotics, not antibiotics. You heard of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, probiotics. So he wanted, because I had to take something, so he wanted me to have this process. And I heard, what's that? What does that sound like? What does that mean? So he was explaining to me, I didn't listen to the protocol, but he was explaining to me that antibiotics kills like the bad stuff, right? Probiotics is mechazik the good stuff. So that mimela the bad stuff. So antibiotics is like a misnag de shemayla, and probiotics is a chesed shemayla. And this doctor tries very, whenever possible, he says it's much, much, much healthier and much better, and it's very effective to use probiotics when it's possible. Sometimes they don't know yet how with everything, but the megala is such a thing that we're destroying. Like I've watched so many people, what it's done to them. With cancer,
chemotherapy.
You know, it's always a diyun, is it? You know, better leave the guy alone. The chemotherapy, it's unbelievable. But, so they're trying to destroy the cancerous stuff, but at the same time it's taking out the person's whole metzius is being destroyed. So now in science, the mahalach is to try to, how can we be mechazik the good stuff? All they're looking for now in this in research is not destroying the bad stuff, but being mechazik the good stuff. And mimeila, when you mechazik the good stuff, so that's machlokes b'sham yisrael. Now you like Hanukkah candles. When you mechazik the good stuff, so mimeila the chayshich is already misbatal. It's the whole science is now, and the natural, the holistic people have been saying this for already 100 years. They don't have the science and the so how to do all this, but they've been saying the Yisod HaDav is that the Baruch Shalom made things in such a way where you can be mechazik the ar, like Rav Kook says, that the tzaddikim amitim don't complain about darkness, they what? Increase light. That's the increased more and more pro, more ar, and that it could bring back things to that place of where it came from, of Echa, which is kula ar, which everything was or, yihi or vayihi or, and that's Mashiach. Mashiach is when it gets back to the way that it was. Vayim l'kim hi or, vayihi or. All right, we should be zeichet to see it soon.